Hola and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson. As always, the lesson is structured in such a way that no prior knowledge of Spanish is required. The word for before in Spanish is antes, antes. And this is quite easy to remember because we already have this word or close to this word in the English language. So for example, antenatal, antenatal. There, that anti, like antes, anti means before. Natal, obviously birth, so pre-birth, before the birth. That's what antenatal means. So the anti is before. Another word that uses anti is antediluvian, which means before the flood, before the great biblical flood. So we already have something very similar to antes, meaning before, in the English language. So antes, before. And actually, to be more precise, antes is beforehand or earlier. Beforehand or earlier. Because if you want to say before something, before 10 o'clock, before tomorrow, before the party, we have to say antes de, and whatever it is, and we'll come on to that in a minute. And antes by itself means beforehand or earlier. So, for example, if we wanted to say he came earlier or he came beforehand, we would just say vino antes, and yes, if you know the word for wine, it's vino, so he or she came, and vino is exactly the same word, vino antes, he or she came earlier. But if we wanted to say he or she came before something else, then we would have to say vino antes de, and then whatever the word might be. Well, let's see, what could it be before? The party is easy to remember. It's la fiesta. La fiesta. La fiesta, the party. How would you say before the party? Before the party. Antes de la fiesta. Antes de la fiesta. So before the party, antes de la fiesta. How would you say she came before the party? She came before the party. What would that be? Vino antes de la fiesta. Vino antes de la fiesta. So he or she came before the party. Vino antes de la fiesta. Now, if you want to make something into a not a negative, like he or she didn't, then we would just start with no. So how would you say he didn't come? He didn't come. What would that be? No vino. No vino. No vino. He didn't come. How would you say she didn't come before the party? She didn't come before the party. What would that be? No vino antes de la fiesta. No vino antes de la fiesta. Okay, so we have antes, earlier or beforehand, and antes de, meaning before whatever it might be. The word for it is es. Es. How would you say it's earlier or it's beforehand? What would that be? Es antes. Es antes. How would you say it's before the party? It's before the party. What would that be? Es antes de la fiesta. Es antes de la fiesta. It's before the party. And how would we say it's not before the party? It isn't before the party. What would that be? Remember how we changed vino, he or she came, to a negative, he or she didn't come. So how would we say it's not before the party? What would that be? No es antes de la fiesta. No es antes de la fiesta. It's not before the party. Okay, the word for the meeting is nice and easy to remember because it's like a reunion. A meeting's like a reunion. Not quite as fun though. So the meeting is la reunión. La reunión. La reunión. So the meeting, la reunión. How would you say it's before the meeting? It's before the meeting. Es antes de la reunión. Es antes de la reunión. And how would you say the meeting is before the party? The meeting is before the party. And if you're completely new to Spanish, then you need to know that it's and is the same word. So it's is es and is by itself is also es. So how would we say the meeting is before the party? La reunión es antes de la fiesta. La reunión es antes de la fiesta. How would you say the party isn't before the meeting? The party isn't before the meeting. What would that be? La fiesta no es antes de la reunión. La fiesta no es antes de la reunión. And just before we move on to the next part of the lesson, I'll mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, which is available for download at prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner right up to a conversational level of Spanish in nice, easy steps. Okay, so back to the lesson. So we've had antes and antes de. To say afterwards, afterwards, we say después. Después is afterwards. But if we want to say after something, exactly the same way as we learnt with antes, we have to say después de. So después by itself doesn't mean after, it means afterwards. Después de would be after whatever the thing is after. So how would we just say it's afterwards? It's afterwards. What would that be? Es después. Es después. How would we say the party is afterwards? The party is afterwards. La fiesta es después. La fiesta es después. And how would we say it's after the party? It's after the party. Es después de la fiesta. Es después de la fiesta. And if you forgot the de, then remember, después by itself means afterwards. And you don't want to say it's afterwards the party. You want to say after the party. So you need después de. So es después de la fiesta. It's after the party. And how would you say it's not after the meeting. What would that be? It's not after the meeting. No es después de la fiesta. No es después de la fiesta. Now let's go back to near the beginning of the lesson. I don't know if you remember the word for he or she came, which also means wine. How would you say he came after the meeting? He came after the meeting. What would that be? Vino después de la reunión. Vino después de la reunión. How would you say simply, he came afterwards? He came afterwards. What would that be? Vino después. Vino después. In English, if we want to say after doing something, after doing something, that verb, that doing word, is always ing. So this is the same for before as well. So after seeing the film, so it always ends in an ing. After seeing the film, after playing football, after watching, or before watching the match, ing. And in Spanish, it's not ing. In Spanish, after antes de, and after después de, in fact, after any de, it's always the full verb. So they would say before to see, rather than before seeing. Before or after to do, not doing. So it's always the full verb. Okay, so let's learn two full verbs together. A nice, easy little pair, to eat and to drink. To eat and to drink. Comer, beber. Comer, beber. So to eat, comer, to drink, beber. Comer, beber. How would you say after eating? After eating, what would that be? Después de comer. Después de comer. How would you say after drinking? Después de beber. Después de beber. How would you say it's important to drink? It's important to drink. What would that be? It's important to drink. And the word for important is nice and easy. Importante. 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 Important. So how would you say it's important to drink? Es importante beber. Es importante beber. And we could say it's important to drink. Well, we did talk about wine before. We could say it's important to drink wine, but let's go for a healthier option. You probably know the word for water. Agua. Agua. How would you say it's important to drink water? Es importante beber agua. Es importante beber agua. Okay, and let's flip this around a little bit and use before and after. How would you say it's important to eat before drinking? It's important to eat before drinking. What would that be? Es importante comer antes de beber. Es importante comer antes de beber. And let's go back to the wine. Vino. How would you say it's important to drink water after drinking wine? What would that be? It's important to drink water after drinking wine. How would you say that? Es importante beber agua después de beber vino. Es importante beber agua antes, that would be before wine, después de beber vino. And how would we say she came after eating? She came after eating. And in fact, the Spanish would use this phrase to mean she came after lunch. She came after lunch, or she came after eating. So how would we say that? Vino después de comer. Vino después de comer. So después de comer means after eating, but that comer there is also used to mean lunch. Después de comer, after lunch, or after eating, depending on the context. Let's add another to-do word, another verb. To say to run is correr, 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 to run, correr. How would you say it's important to drink water after running? It's important to drink water after running. What would that be? Es importante beber agua después de correr. Es importante beber agua después de correr. And how would we say it's important to run beforehand? It's important to run beforehand. What would that be? Es importante correr antes. Es importante correr antes. And how about it's important to run before eating or before lunch? It's important to run before lunch. Es importante correr antes de comer. Es importante correr antes de comer. We could add not afterwards. No después. No después. Not afterwards. So we could say es importante correr antes de comer, no después. It's important to run before eating or before lunch, not afterwards. And that concludes today's lesson. As mentioned before, if you are serious about becoming a competent and also a confident Spanish speaker, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.